We may be well into 2010, but the music of our next guest brings to mind a much earlier time. With Brill Cream in his neatly parted hair, wearing a vintage suit jacket and high-waisted pants, Frank Fairfield plays old-style American folk with mesmerizing intensity.
Cumberland Gap's not my home. I'm gonna leave old Cumberland alone.
Fairfield is just 24 years old and from California's Central Valley, not Appalachia. He'd wander the state playing his fiddle, banjo, and guitar for an extra buck.
I like playing on the street because that's where everybody is. You're playing for everybody. You're playing for the old men and the little kids and the people walking out of the liquor store and the people getting out of church.
The street is where he was discovered, performing at a farmer's market in Hollywood. Frank Fairfield's debut album came out last fall. Now he's touring the U.S. and Europe. He joined us from our New York studio. Let me ask you about the banjo as an instrument. You mentioned the banjo to people, and they love it or they hate it before they even hear a note. What is it about the instrument that prompts such strong reactions?
I don't know. I hate to say it, but I think it's been driven into muck. Now they've got plastic heads on them and people playing with all these metal plicks on their fingers, and all you hear is ticka 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 ticka, and, you know, twang, twang, twing, twang. Of course people don't like it. I think the banjo can be such a sweet, warm instrument.
I'm assuming you have your banjo there.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us maybe just kind of a little sense of your sound?
You want me to play the banjo for a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh.
What is that?
Any old thing, I guess. That's just banging on the banjo a little bit.
You have a single CD out called Frank Fairfield. The first song is what is often credited to be a Merle Travis song. Let's hear Merle Travis first.
This 9-pound hammer is a little too heavy for my size. Only for my size.
Let's hear some of your version of it here.
9-pound hammer, just a little too heavy, work for my size, baby, for my size.
It sounds very old. It sounds actually more ancient than the Merle Travis version that we just heard.
I had never heard that version before. I'd never heard Merle Travis. Various forms of a song called 9-Pound Hammer was written probably when Merle Travis was, 13 years old or 10 years old. All the songs on that first record are just standards, just the ones that everybody knows. Real common songs. There's no curveballs in there at all.
There's a pretty one that reminds me of a Jimmy Rogers song. I don't know if it is or not.
Which one?
The train that took my girl from town.
Yeah, I guess he did sing a lot about trains. I find myself singing a lot about trains. I don't know why. I guess it's just something kind of romantic about, you know, getting away, and I certainly have spent a lot of time with that.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it.
10 Tennessee raised Alabama, found if the girl leaves me, gonna move from town. Hey, that passing train, camel girl from town. Well, you and the train left town, don't stand on the corner, let her hang him down. Hey, Lord, ain't that passing train, camel girl from town.
I think that one gets mostly credited to Frank Hutchinson. I hate giving credit to any of this because, nothing really comes from anywhere. And, if Frank Hutchinson wasn't out there smoking a cigarette, wearing a beret, you know, making up the, you know, writing this fine poetry out and taking himself a little seriously, if he even was. And, you know, these are just things that have been floating around forever, and he just, you know, had a song to sing and he put it on a record. I don't know what it is.
And do you write songs on your own?
I don't know if I'd call it that, but, maybe I piece together a thing or two, or mash up one thing with another, or kind of make something up, but I wouldn't call it songwriting. Ira Gershwin was a songwriter. I'm just a kid that sings songs.
Can we get you to play one of your own mashups?
Okay. It does have some train references.
Some people might hear your music and think it's kind of this nostalgic trip back to a certain time, to a certain place. Are they getting the wrong impression if that's their take on it?
Well, even if it was, I don't, you know, people have been nostalgic ever since there ever has been. I mean, a lot of the songs in the American repertoire was written by people in the 1870s that were nostalgic for the good old days, and that's why they wrote songs about the sweet sunny South and Dixie and Suwannee River. You know, to me, it's all the same. I don't, you know, people talk about the past. This is all the same stuff right here all the time. It's nothing goes anywhere. You know, I want to continue playing the music that people used to play before it got cast aside, and this is the most natural place to go from. This is about where things left off, and I'm just picking up where it left off and just keep playing and see what happens from there.
Frank Fairfield, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, certainly.
Frank Fairfield is currently on tour. He recently released a compilation album of 78s from all over the world called The Unheard Ofs and Forgotten Abouts. You can hear more of what Frank Fairfield played for us at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Don Gagne.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.